90% of the death benefit up to $450,000, and there's no requirement of confinement to a nursing home and no waiting period. So that's the accelerated living benefit rider. Just something to get additionally for free. So briefly, I just want to hit a couple other products on there. We have a single premium whole life if you're in that marketplace. We repriced that back in 2014 to become the market leader. And we also have a universal life product. The big one that's selling out there predominantly is our ULCD for cash value accumulation. So that one, the current interest rate is 4%. We do have a minimum guaranteed interest rate of 3%, but we're currently paying 4%. It illustrates how beautiful. You can chock it full of money up to that non-MEC level. When you pull it out, it comes out premiums tax-free. And then when it goes to hit the interest, we automatically switch it to zero interest loans. So the IRS does not tax your client on it. And if they, and when they die, the remaining death benefit goes to their beneficiaries tax-free. So win-win-win. That's our universal life product. So just a recap on there. Term insurance is going to be great. It's going to come out in November. The final expense is just as easy as a telephone call, and it's a one and done. The traditional whole life, known as essential whole life, is fully underwritten, but it's a phenomenal product. You're going to own the marketplace. And again, the single premium whole life and universal life, market leaders on there too. And remember our member benefits that we have. These are free, and we like to see everybody utilize them. If it sounds good, we also have the, I almost forgot, we also have an agent trip. I don't want to go ahead and forget about talking about that, but at Royal Neighbors, we like to take care of our agents, so we have an agent trip. This year's was in Whistler, Canada. Next year's is going to be in Punta Mita, Mexico, which is just north of Puerto Vallarta, but it's a brand new, beautiful location, and it's very, very easy to go ahead and qualify. And if you have any questions, our sales support help desk, the nice thing that's unique, they are all previously selling life insurance agents like myself. And again, we live vicariously through you. At this time, if it sounds good, I'll take any questions.
Everybody's been unmuted, so if anybody has any questions for Mike, please go ahead.
Matt, you want to ask about the e-cigarette, how it's treated?
Yeah, I've got a list of questions that I'll throw out there. I was just giving everybody else a chance first.
Yeah, e-cigarettes are kind of like an industry standard on there, because I just had a meeting with the home office. Give you a little more background. I'm on the product development committee. I have input with the underwriting, sales and marketing, fraternal. I'm missing something else on there too, but that's the unique thing that I'm not a wholesaler. That's why they say sales executive, because I'm your voice, your liaison. And I did bring that point up on e-cigarettes. And it's kind of like, well, the underwriting industry out there is looking at it just like tobacco in that respect. So at this point, it's going to be considered tobacco use.
Yeah, it seems like most carriers are kind of headed that direction with it, you know, with aside from the few that actually differentiate tobacco itself versus, you know, any kind of nicotine use. That seems like it's pretty standard heading that way. A question I have, Michael,
yes,
is when our agents call in to do the voice app, who actually are they talking to? Is it actually an underwriter? Is it somebody below an underwriter? Who are they doing the call with?
I'm glad you asked. I'll mention this first because I forgot that with the single premium whole life. With the single premium whole life, you're actually speaking to a Royal Neighbors underwriter. It's a different number than the final expense. And the reason why we do that is because you can get point of sale approval. You can get approval, pre-approval right there. I should say pre-approval, because then you have to get APS, but it, with all things considered, it should be that. But for example, the drug levodopa, it can be used for restless leg syndrome, which is that's why it's a knockout with every other carrier out there. We don't have a knockout list. But it's also used for restless leg syndrome. Actually, it's Parkinson's disease, which is a knockout, or restless leg syndrome. Restless leg syndrome would be standard issue, where Parkinson's, you know, it's a different story. But with the final expense, You actually call a telephone interviewer because it's strictly yes or no health question. And that's an agency that we actually use that's based out of Brookfield, Wisconsin. That way they can handle the large volume.
Okay. And then to expand on that, I guess. So, and I think the carbidopa levodopa is a great example. So say any kind of combination medicine and the app gets declined on the phone, but the agent, you know, knows that's not, you know, correct. It wasn't for that use, that they should qualify just fine. So is there an option to get an underwriter to take a second look at a case, even though it was declined on the phone?
It depends on the product, the final expense, that one, that's the thing that it kind of is what it is with those health questions. So if they don't meet it or if something else happens on there, then that's the problem. But with all other fully underwritten products, the underwriter touches it, and that's where we get the common sense underwriting. Yes.
So there is no second look, for review on a final expense?
On the final expense, because it's going to be point of sale, simplified issue approval, you're going to have the person on the phone. And I prefer to call them a tele-interviewer than a tele-underwriter. But they are going to run that MIB in the prescription drug check. So that's going to give them an indication.
Okay.
So if you bring it up while you're on the call, well, they're going to have that to go ahead and look at and say, oh, yeah. Okay, I do see that this is for, say, restless leg syndrome.
But the individual has the final say in the matter.
I don't want to open up the door and say that we can review it afterwards, but they could go ahead and potentially leave it open and review it.
Okay.
But that's why I say kind of look at that application ahead of time and see if your client's going to fit in there with the yes or no's. Okay. If not, transition over to that essential whole life where you actually have a full-fledged Royal Neighbors underwriter touching it and using common sense underwriting.
Okay. The next question I have, again, back on the simplified issue, graded benefit, the final expense product. What is your view on the breast cancer follow-up drugs, such as tamoxifen or Femara, Arimidex? So people had cancer, say, 3 years ago, but they're still on those drugs, which, you know, common for like a 5-year follow-up.
Yes. That's where I defer right to the source. You can call up Royal Neighbors, and we have a special risk assessment extension. Now, that's in our underwriting new business department on there, but here's the thing about Royal Neighbors. We want you to call. We love to hear from you and love that you call. Let me give you this. It's extension 4370. Now, I'll give you our main phone number on there, too. Our phone number is 1-800-627-4762 and extension 4370. You can also call our sales support department and they're transfer you right over there for a risk assessment. Sometimes they stay right in the line with you too in that regard. But anything like that, I do not generically go ahead and mention because I do get questions like that. It depends on the situation, and it depends on cancer, it depends on the levels, and it depends on how long ago. And that's where I truly say we use common sense underwriting.
Okay. Does anybody have any other underwriting or product-specific questions for Michael? Okay. I've got a couple questions on the fraternal benefit side, if you don't mind.
Absolutely. Great.
Is if I remember right, to get all those benefits, face amount needs to be above 7,000 to get all of them. Is that correct?
No. Those are free no matter what. Only okay. The accelerated living benefit rider on the final expense has to have the death benefit 7,000 or more.
Gotcha.
So those are two different things. Okay. So for that, free will, the cash back online shopping, discounts to over 100,000 different things, prescription drugs, vision, dental, those no matter what. All they have to do is take out an annuity or life insurance policy, no annual fee, no minimums, automatically get it, every single agent, when they become contracted and write their first piece of business with us, they get that also. Now, even if one person took out the policy, then your family of your clients gets that. And again, you as an agent, your whole family gets that additional.
Okay. And then on the free will, I think that's something that's definitely, you know, with our demographics, is something that can be very appealing to people. Now, that is just, they call the legal access hotline, the 800 number, to get going on the free will.
Yeah, there's actually a white booklet. When we send out the policy, we also send out a separate mailing that's for the member benefits with the welcome letter, a letter with the perforated cards that they can rip off themselves and their family members. And we have a white booklet that's in there. You can actually order it online. But that's going to go in detail of every single benefit. And, for example, that white booklet, I have page 4 memorized, the first bullet point talking about that free simple will. And then right at the bottom in bold is the 800 number. So they can call up or you can call up with them, and they would determine, well, what do you need? For example, we need to have discounts on divorces. So they don't want to give you a divorce attorney if you need a will or vice versa. So I even had agents call up for some traffic violations. But yeah, but so that's the thing. And they would go ahead and hook you up with that local bar certified attorney.
Okay. And for the agents, that white booklet he's talking about, I sent everybody a copy of that this morning. You should have got an email from me that had a flyer on each one of those fraternal benefits. And then that white booklet, which is an overview of those benefits, is attached on that email. So, yeah, I think that free will is something that you can definitely use and would be a great benefit to find out clients. Last thing that I'd like to add. Go ahead, Michael.
I was just going to say, you did a phenomenal job when I received the conference call notification that you had the Royal Neighbors training email on there. And with those images, if you click on those are all PDFs. And the training webinar is also a YouTube training video that's only 6 minutes long. And it'll go over everything for you so you can view it as far as a PowerPoint too. And then additionally on that too, if you click on where it says Royal Neighbor Sales Support, that would go to our agent website or call those folks. And right below that, there's a little red box that says Learn More. And that is actually our member benefits, the fraternal benefits, those free ones. So you did a great job with that email. It's one-stop shopping right there.
Okay, yeah, so like what he's referring to is the invitation for the conference call. All that final expense plan stuff is right in that conference call invitation. You can refer to it pretty quickly. The last thing I'd like to kind of add on the fraternal benefit side, he had mentioned the Nation of Neighbors, the $10,000 grants. I actually put in an application or a nomination a few months back. I think it was in June when I had submitted it, but I nominated a lady that's actually a neighbor of mine who runs a nonprofit charitable organization in Kansas City here that helps out underprivileged youth families, mostly mothers and children, single mothers and children that are underprivileged. And they raise money, you know, to help for everything from emergency expenses to, you know, kids that, you know, aren't getting dinner at night, they can grab some food at school and take it home with them, to shoes, to clothes, to everything to help those women and children out. Well, I actually nominated her and her charity for that $10,000 Royal Neighbors grant. And she got a call just last week that she's a finalist for that. So that's something that you guys can do, you know, as agents. You can, whether they're your policy holders or whether they're just somebody else that you know in the community, nominate them for those $1,000 grants. And that's pretty neat that kind of funding is out there and they're looking at ways to give money back to the community.
Yeah, thank you for mentioning that. I appreciate it. You know, we're a socially conscious organization.
Any other questions for Michael on fraternal benefits? Okay, to kind of close things down, Michael, do you have any kind of idea on what the breakdown is? So again, looking at final expense, what the breakdown is between the simplified issue versus the graded benefit? I mean, how many of those cases are getting the immediate death benefit versus the graded?
That information I don't have, but from what I see, I believe it's overwhelmingly, well, it's overwhelmingly the standard issue as opposed to the graded.
Okay.
Because I do get some reports that show me, you know, what has been issued on there. It's not going to show me pending because we issued being on the phone. So that's the thing. But I do see some of those that are issued on it. And when I do look at it, I don't see much graded on there at all. They're pretty good about it. When you look at the graded, it's question 8 or 9. And it typically just extends out like 24 months as opposed to like 12 or 18. So it's pretty good. The nice thing about my job is I don't hear complaints about our underwriting. And we're not lenient or liberal, but I like to say common sense. Not guaranteed issue, but it's very common sense.
Yeah, it is. And I would actually call it liberal when you can compare it against other final expense products. I mean, there's not a whole lot of people.
I'm careful not to say that because I don't want my underwriter hearing me say that and then tighten up the app.
Yeah, absolutely. agents will find when they get out in the field, when they're running, you know, leads, visiting with prospects, there's not a whole lot of people that you can't write with Real Neighbors. I mean, you're able to place a lot of your business there. One way or another, there's a lot of just most cases that they're going to find a plan for. So to wrap up with Michael, any questions for Michael on anything? Okay. Well, Michael, we thank you very much for your time. We'll kind of let you go and get on to your other issues, and we'll wrap up on our end with just our agents. But thank you very much. I think that's something, you know, for a lot of agents, it's just a matter of getting familiar with a product to where they'll take the time to incorporate that into what they're writing on a weekly basis. So I think you went a long ways towards helping those guys feel a little bit more comfortable with Royal Neighbors and their products have to offer.
Terrific. Thank you very much. And we're really looking forward to the partnership with your folks. Have a great weekend.
Wonderful. Thank you. Take care, Michael. For everybody that's still on here with us, I think that's a pretty good overview of Royal Neighbors. Like I said, there's not a whole lot of cases that you're going to run across where you can't place those with Royal Neighbors. Rate-wise, they're very competitive in everything. And if you have a case where, you know, you're up against something else and something's a few dollars cheaper, if you start to mention any of the fraternal benefits, you're going to be right back in the race. And if you can show them the value of that, you're going to be, you know, cheaper, providing them more value than they're going to find anywhere else. For those of you who are on a call that we had a few weeks back, Randy, one of our agents out in Seattle, writes a lot of Royal Neighbors. I mean, that's his preferred carrier. He puts everything he can with them. And he does a great job of selling the fraternal benefits, especially, you know, when we're looking at the age groups that we are, you know, we visit with a majority of female clients. And, you know, Royal Neighbors is a company that's actually owned by women, ran by women, and is catered on the fraternal side towards benefiting women. Well, when you can show that to a female client that you're in front of, that is something that can be very, very powerful. So, if you haven't ever wrote the Royal Neighbors, the voice signature yet, it's a very smooth process. I wrote one this week. It was a perfect, you know, they have no height, weight chart. So I had a gentleman that was in very good health, but he was very heavy. And, you know, to be able to get him a preferred or an immediate benefit with Royal Neighbors just absolutely blew anything else out of the water that he could have qualified for due to his weight. So that phone call, that voice signature process is right about 18 minutes, something like that. So it is important that you kind of prep your client before you get on that call and just, you know, emphasize to them what benefit it is that we're going to do it all right here. We're going to get a final approval for you. You know, they're going to have the policy coming out to you tomorrow. We don't have to worry about getting a letter in the mail, you know, 2 weeks from now or 3 weeks from now that says you're declined or that we need more information. We're going to do it all right here. So as long as you give them some prep on that and they know that that's going to be, you know, a 15 to 20 minute phone call, it usually goes pretty smooth. So, and I've never had a problem with the Royal Neighbors interviewer getting off script or, you know, really trying to dig deeper on questions. I mean, they're yes, no questions. They pull the MIB, they pull the script check, look at those, and then you're done. So it's actually a smooth process. If you haven't done it yet, I think you'll be pleasantly surprised with how easy it is to do. As far as the Royal Neighbor side, as far as any carriers, we can always expand on this, follow up more. If you have any questions on it, give me a holler, give Jerry a holler, give Lisa a holler. And then if it's something that we need to get Royal Neighbors on the phone with us to get some additional information, we can always do that. So, to wrap things up, I just wanted to remind everybody about the training materials that we do have online. It's www.pacesetteradvantage.com/training. Once you get on there, there's actually a little button on the top that says online. Click on that. It's password protected. The password is agent-training. But we have all of our scripts on there for in-home presentations, for calling and setting appointments. We have our field underwriting guide on there, which is a great tool when you're in a house and you know, somebody's got multiple health conditions and you don't know what you can get them qualified for. You can pull that field underwriting guide out and see how each one of our carriers treats those health conditions and what you can get them qualified for. But that's a downloadable PDF on our training site. We also have audio recordings of appointment setting, audio recordings of in-home presentations, along with past conference calls. If you've missed those, you can listen to them. Unfortunately, I dropped the ball and I didn't start the recording for this one at the beginning, so about half of this one will be on there. And last thing, also on the website is the information on our lead co-op program, which is a great way for you to earn incentives for the business that you place with Pacesetter. You know, you can earn anywhere from $3 off per lead up to 12 or 15 bucks off per lead, based on what your production was in the previous month. So some agents are putting $1,000 to $2,000 back in their own pocket every month, by having, you know, based on what their total production was. And that's all carriers. It doesn't matter which Pacesetter carrier you put it through, it's all added together at the end of the month, and then you get that discount for the next 4 weeks. So other than that, anybody have any questions, even outside of carriers, leads, sales, objections, anything they want to throw out there?
Great call, Matt. It was a good introduction for me to Royal Neighbors.
Thanks, Mike. Glad you enjoyed it. All right. Well, other than that, I hope everybody has a great weekend and they had a good week of sales to feel comfortable sitting back and kicking their feet up for 2 or 3 days before they're back at it next week. Again, if there's ever any questions, concerns, anything we can help you out with, feel free to give me a holler, Jerry, Lisa, any of us at any time. Just let us know what we can do. That's what we're here for. So other than that, I hope you guys all have a great weekend.
Thank you, Matt.